So the new month does trigger a new psalm meditation. We'll be singing Psalm 54 throughout the month of November. And I invite you to turn along in your Bibles to as I read Psalm 54. I'll just remind you that I've been choosing psalms to meditate on that have in mind that theme for the year, keeping in step with the Spirit. I want you to in a sense, tune your ears to hear where it says, God is my helper. And I'll remind you that that is one of the titles that is given to the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said, when I go, I will send my Holy Spirit, the helper, who will come and dwell with you. So listen as I read Psalm 54. To the chief musician, with stringed instruments, contemplation of David, when the Ziphites went and said to Saul, is David not hiding with us? Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble. My eye has seen its desire upon my enemies. Did you hear what it said in verse 4? Behold, God is my helper. I'm drawn to this given the title that Jesus gave to the Holy Spirit in John chapters 14 and 15. He promised that he would send what some people have called the paraclete. That's the word in the original language. It's often translated as helper. Now, the word paraclete refers to someone who is an advocate. It's a lawyer who comes along someone who is in need and advocates for them. He is that person's helper in their time of need. And you can see that especially in Psalm 54. You can see the title of the sermon, that David is on the run. He is being chased by King Saul, who's trying to murder him. And he's hiding out, but then he's turned in by these people that where he was taking refuge, the Ziphites. And they went to Saul and they said, hey, David is hiding with us. They were giving him over to his enemy. It was a moment where David was in incredible need. There was a lot of danger and he was exposed to all of that. And the theme of God being his helper runs throughout this entire psalm. David starts by asking and even invoking the Lord's name. Save me, O God, by your name, vindicate me. Save me by your name and vindicate me by your strength. I want you to see how David, the author of this psalm, prayed and asked to be delivered from his earthly enemies. And that those earthly enemies, as I described, are the Ziphites who are turning him over. And David invokes the Lord's name. And this is something very significant that runs throughout the scriptures, that God's name is to be treated as holy. One of the commandments even, do not take his name in vain. Here David is not taking his name in vain. He is using it for a holy purpose. O Lord, by your name, save me. See, when God gives his name, there is something of a promise that is being given. He is covenanting himself to do what he has promised. And his very name is even an indication of his intent, of his power, and his promise to save. That makes a lot of sense then, when Jesus in the New Testament would invoke the name of the Lord to describe the salvation that that he would secure himself by his sacrifice, but then how that was communicated to the disciples and to all of the believers. Jesus was, in a sense, swearing by himself, but then also promising that God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, would come alongside those who were in need of help. He would be that advocate for sinners, a savior for those who needed redemption. Jesus himself called out to God in the midst of his suffering. You can hear almost echoes of Psalm 54 in Jesus' prayer in John 17. We often think of that as it's called his high priestly prayer. This is the night he's betrayed. He's gone out with his disciples after celebrating the Passover, and he goes into the Garden of Gethsemane and he prays for deliverance. Prays that God would even let the cup of suffering pass from him. And there is an appeal to his heavenly Father. I like the way that Hebrews 9:13 tells how Jesus offered himself on the cross through the eternal Spirit. And I want you to hear that, because even the Son of God had the help of the Spirit, the advocate coming alongside of him in his suffering. The Son of God himself, united and anointed by the Holy Spirit to be our Savior. In verses 4 and 5, back in 54, David affirms that God is my helper. He's with us directly, even as Jesus promised. He had told his disciples that he was going away, but that he would send the Holy Spirit, the helper, the advocate, to be with them and to dwell with them. And I like the way that David emphasizes this, that this help comes from God, especially the justice of God, that David would indeed be defended from these earthly enemies. And I can't help but think of how the Holy Spirit works in us now, how he is our helper, how he builds us up in the face of the sin that so easily entangles us. Jeff Spittler's class this morning and Jason's class this morning talked about how sin is all around us and it entangles us. But God has given us his Spirit to help us. So he builds us up in faith and obedience. He prompts us to repent of our sins. And he enables us more and more to cut off those enemies, those spiritual enemies that still entangle us. The psalm closes with praise that David gives to God because of that help. It's a very fitting closing, isn't it? Because we know that God himself has promised to come and make his home with us. In fact, if you read through John 14 through 17, you see Jesus saying, the Father will come and make his home with you. I, the Son, will come and make my home with you. I will send the Spirit along with the Father to make his home with you. God is my helper. Praise the Lord. Throughout this month, we'll be praising him for that great help. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Well, let's sing this together. We'll use the A selection of Psalm 54. I invite you to please stand to sing.